Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 877-337-6666. Producing tonight, Mr. Connor Green. Updates, Peter Schwartz. I will be with you for four big hours until 1 a.m. And go New York, go New York, go! My guest tonight, Steve Popper. From Newsday, he was there in Philadelphia, going to bring us all the behind the scenes, the locker room, the post game, all of that electrifying atmosphere. Game 4, Knicks are up 3-1 in the series. That's at 10:20. Coming up 11:20, Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post going to join me. NFL draft, that just happened. And Giants and Jets, we'll grade them, we'll dissect them. What did we learn? What do we like? All that coming up. And then at 12:20, oh, by the way, the Rangers also in playoff mode, playing tonight. Rangers against the Capitals going for a sweep. Molly Walker from the Post joins me. She's there covering the game, game four. And so we'll bring that to you, that interview, 12:20 live. First hour plus, hour and 20 of the show, you, me, your calls. You can join the program, 877-337-6666 on the phone or on Twitter at L Rubinson. All right. So you got your topics. Oh, by the way, Mets, Vientos, walk-off extras, Yankees, all they do is bludgeon the last 2 days, the Bombers, 15 runs 2 days in a row. So we got all that. But we start tonight, of course, with the New York Knicks. And we're going to get into Jalen Brunson, 47 points, 10 assists, and one turnover in 44 minutes. Man has the ball in his hand for, I don't know, half of that 44 minutes? One measly turnover. How about the efficiency? Kelly Oubre, one of the guys who guarded him after the game, talking about how, well, Brunson shot 34 shots, so what do you expect from a great player who gets 34 shots? Yeah. How about the efficiency of making 18 of them? That's shooting more than 50%, people. And on a day when he shot 2 for 8 from three-point range. So he was missing from three-point range, but he scored 20 points in the paint. He's listed at 6'2". He looks like, for when you stand next to him, more like 6'1", maybe. Most nights, most games, most days, he is the shortest player on the court. 20 points in the paint. With agility, footwork, savvy, toughness, physical contact, moves, dexterity, floaters, spin moves, bank shots, layups, cuts. 20 points in the paint on a night when his three-point shot did not work. 47 points more than Patrick Ewing ever did, more than Bernard King ever did in one game. Most points ever scored in a Knicks playoff game. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I think, what's today's date? Today's the 28th. Sunday, April 28th. Can we officially put to bed all the Knicks don't have player 1A conversation? Can we officially put to bed Knicks don't have a superstar conversation? Because the pivotal game of a playoff series, game three, this series, it's not over, as every Knick would tell you in the postgame, and Tom Thibodeau, their head coach. It's not over. Knicks are up 3-1. But I think I can maybe breathe again that the Knicks are up 3-1. Two of those, if it went the distance, the next three games, two of those three are going to be at Madison Square Garden, as opposed to where today's game was, which is Madison Square Garden South, otherwise known as Philadelphia. Sorry, Sixer fans. Series not over. It's not. They got to win one more. And Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey are outstanding players. Embiid, the reigning MVP. And if he didn't get hurt this season with the meniscus injury in the knee, he's probably, certainly it's a two-person race, and there's a decent chance he repeats as MVP. He was on that kind of pace. And they're a different team, certainly, the Sixers, when he plays. But this was the pivotal game. Knicks had to win it. You don't want to be 2-2. 2-2 and suddenly, you know what? Sixers have all the confidence in the world. 2-2 and the Sixers are saying to themselves, how in the world did we lose game two? Because that was insane. We shouldn't have lost that game. And they're right. Somehow the Knicks won that at the end. Because they wouldn't quit. Because they wouldn't give up. Because they play for 48 minutes. And they have all season. So, if you're the Sixers and you win today, and this series is tied 2-2, completely different series. But now you're the Sixers. And you're down 3-1, knowing that two of the next three have to be in New York at the Mecca, Madison Square Garden, in front of those Knicks fans. Crazy Knicks fans. Maybe they can win three games in a row against this Knicks team. But that feels like a very tall order. So this game was absolutely essential for both teams. Of course, more so for the Sixers, but really for the Knicks as well. This was a must-win type of game, the pivotal game in the series and its outcome. It felt that way, at least. We'll see. Knicks got to win one more game and close this thing out. But felt like this was an absolutely essential game. And what happens? Jalen Brunson, all 6'1", listed 6'2" of him, shoots over 50% from the field. 3-point shot not working. Okay, that's fine. 20 points in the paint. 47 points, Knick record. 10 assists. No one's ever done the 40, you know, in Knicks history. No other Knick had ever done over 40 and 10 assists. And to do that and do it with 50%, shoot over 50%, that level of scoring efficiency. Shout out Tommy Beer on Twitter, on X, who says, that's not happened before. With the 40-plus points in the playoffs and the 10 dimes and the 50% shooting. Last time somebody went over 45 points, 10 assists in the playoffs, apparently that was Michael Jordan. So, I ask again, is today, Sunday, April 28th, the day that we can put to rest Jalen Brunson talk that somehow this guy is not enough, that he can't be option one superstar? Now, do they need more? Yes. Because the Knicks scored 97 points. Brunson had 47. That means the rest of the team had 50. That's not good enough if you want to keep going and going. So they do miss Julius Randle. They do miss a second dynamic scoring presence, somebody who can generate his own shot, create. They miss that. But, oh my Lord, Jalen Brunson, 47 points in a must-win game. And we'll get into the defense. No Mitchell Robinson. And what do you do in a situation where Joel Embiid, all 7'2" man mountain of him, how do you defend him? And you end up in a situation where Isaiah Hartenstein, I Heart, picks up 5 fouls in the third quarter. Goes in at halftime, no fouls. 5 fouls in the third quarter. He's got to be, I love him, but he's got to be smarter than that. You cannot, he should be watching film tomorrow of how OG Anunoby was guarding Joel Embiid. It was a clinic. But you can't give away, you can't get up into Embiid's grill and put your hand on him in any way, because the second you do that, he is too smart, and the refs are going to call if you sneeze on him, and he's going to draw a foul, and technically it is a foul. You put your hand, you want to just elbow check him a little bit, you want to put that side arm on him just a little bit, you do any sort of contact, and he's going to come up right into your arm, and the next thing you know, you know what, he'll come right up into your arm in a shooting motion, and you just got called for a foul. Five times in the third quarter, and now the Knicks are going into the fourth quarter of this game. No Mitchell Robinson. Oh, by the way, that's because Embiid, with a dirty play in the last game, in game three, where he falls to the ground and grabs Mitchell Robinson's legs. And now Mitch tried it out before the game, couldn't go with the ankle, sitting in game four, pivotal game four. So that's one Knicks center. And the one who really showed in game one and game two that he could give you minutes playing one-on-one physically. He was big enough and strong enough and agile enough to play against Joel Embiid one-on-one. Pretty much the only guy who can do it, or so we thought. Hartenstein picks up five fouls quickly in the third quarter. Now we get to the fourth quarter, and what are you going to do? Apparently, according to Tom Thibodeau, OG Anunoby asked for the assignment, wanted to guard Embiid, wanted that defensive assignment. And sometimes you're desperate, and that's where innovation and creativity comes from. So in comes Precious Achiuwa into the game, and OG gets a chance to guard Embiid. And yes, it's true. This version of Embiid, especially because Nick Nurse and the Sixers were desperate to keep him in the game. They know this Knicks team is much better than they are anytime Embiid sits. So they keep him in the whole half, second half. And yes, he was tired. And yes, he does not have the kind of conditioning that he might have if he had been playing all season and he had been healthy. And so instead of being the inside dominant post-up guy in the paint, it's more of a spot-up shooting Embiid. And that version, who was drawing tons of fouls against Hartenstein in the third quarter, OG Anunoby, all 6'8" of him, but with the really long arms and wingspan, and the defensive genius, defensive IQ that OG has, just played him stunningly. Stunningly. And the fourth quarter happens. These two teams, Knicks and Sixers, they go into the fourth quarter tied in rebounds. What happens in the fourth? Knicks, plus 10 rebounding advantage in the fourth quarter. Sixers, zero field goals in the last 5 minutes of the game. Zero. Embiid scores 1 point in the fourth quarter. And the Knicks go on and win this game. Not by a lot. It wasn't anything dominant. But they got it done. 97-92. And Josh Hart, Precious Achiuwa, if you look at the offensive numbers, you're not exactly going to be overwhelmed there. Precious, in 20 minutes, 1 point. 7 rebounds, 1 point, 2 assists, 4 blocks. Josh Hart picked up his 5th foul and then still managed to play Josh Hart aggressiveness, Josh Hart defense, Josh Hart rebounding, effort, hustle. As he said, Josh Hart said he turned into Shaq on the foul line in this game. He was 4-for-8 at the free throw line. Terrible. Scored a whopping 4 points. But 17 rebounds. The dude is 6'4". 6'4", plays power forward somehow. Wing or whatever position you want to. And when Brunson bangs his knee and has to go out, Josh Hart's bringing the ball up the court. He'll be your point power forward at 6'4". 5 assists, but 17 rebounds. 3 blocks. And just some monster defense. And both those guys, the scoring, the shooting will look bad. In Precious's case, 0 for 5. There were plays for Precious by the rim. He was getting intimidated inside by some of the size of the Sixers. He should have been dunking basketballs or hitting, little bunnies, little layups. No. Hart and Precious couldn't score points. Both of them played a monster role in this game with the defense and the rebounding and ultimately plus 10 Nick rebounds in the fourth quarter. And Deuce McBride, part of that effort as well. Just suffocating defense. It was Jalen Brunson out there scoring. OG Anunoby, who gave them 16 points. Miles McBride, Deuce, with 13 points. But mostly it was Brunson. And then the rest of those guys, like swarming pack of dogs in the best sense on defense and on the boards rebounding. And the hard thing for any team that is going to play in the playoffs against this New York Knicks team, you may have more talent than they do. You may have more, maybe have more size. Maybe have better shooters. Might have better offense. More offensive weapons. Sure, you might have all that. But when you get into games like a pivotal game 4, where both teams should be feeling desperation, because it feels like this game will be the one that determines a series. Do the Knicks go up 3-1 with home court advantage in the remaining 3 games? Or do the Sixers knot it up at 2-2 and suddenly feel very different about this series? A desperation game. And the problem for any team that goes up against the New York Knicks, there is no team that plays more desperately, that's been playing and training and practicing all season, finishing out games, closing games, every second mattering. No team plays like their lives depend on it more than the New York Knicks. So when you come to play them in a desperation playoff game, in a desperation fourth quarter, or like we saw in game 2, in a desperation final minute of a game, bring your hard hat, bring your lunch pail, and bring your do or die max effort. Because you'll need all of that if you want to match the effort, the intensity, the want to, and the will of the New York Knicks. Not the most talented team in the league. Not the biggest, not the fastest. But tell me if there's a team that more consistently plays with desperation than the New York Knicks. All right, 877-337-6666. We're obviously starting off with some Knicks. When we come back, I'll take your calls. We'll hit up X, Twitter, see what you got to say there. Coming up, let's see, in an hour at 10:20, I'll be joined by Steve Popper from Newsday. He was down there at Philly, or at least for tonight, what we will affectionately call MSG South. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. How Knicks fans showed up and showed out in Philadelphia. And I will tell you, I have a little confession to make. Not proud of it. A little confession to make as well when we come back. Joe, Fran, Matt, and Kevin, I see you. We'll be back with your calls.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!